Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge.
God, yes. I didn't want that music to stop.
I know.
Oh, God.
It's good. I like to play that for you. It's good stuff for you to listen to there, Fred. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Michael Horn, your host for the show, but the star of the program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, my buddy, Fred Dreyer.
You know, every week, as I'm introduced, which you do a wonderful job introducing, I don't know whether to start off with the heartache of America or just something really stupid in sports. And, of course, we're in the sports business, so
it's
got to be something really stupid. And we have all of it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got lots of stupid stuff, stuff you'd never hear in the broadcast world that's here on our broadcast. And we not only broadcast on CRN Digital Talk Radio, but we're on Sports Byline on the network, on radio stations all over on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Yep.
We're on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and online channel
many platforms.
967. Glad to have all of you on board with us here. And don't forget the video portion of our show. A lot of people tune into us on Facebook Live. We put that show together. We're also on Twitter.
That's a great platform. You can't forget that platform.
No,
it's Facebook. Just Facebook Live.
Yeah, and then Twitter, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. We are everywhere.
Yeah.
And so thanks for being with us. That's our show.
That's it. We're omnipresent, no matter if we're with you or not.
We'll be back next week.
That sound right?
Yeah, that's pretty. It's not good. No, we got football news. Got some baseball news for you. By the way, you remember that pitcher that used to be on the Baltimore Orioles with Earl Weaver, the old guy, Don Stanhouse, and he came to the Dodgers for a while. And Weaver called him two packs because it took two packs of cigarettes to him to get through an inning. I got a new Don Stanhouse. It's Kenley Jansen. He's such a great reliever of the Dodgers. He has to give up some hits, walk a few people, and then get the final two outs after giving up a run. It's always a nerve-wracking ninth, but it's a roller coaster.
No, he feels as though because he had heart problems, he should give us.
He's doing a good job at it. Yeah, we'll continue here in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
All right.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Davi fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
And welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the real star of our program is the one and only Fred Dreyer. How's your week been going, Fred? You been doing okay?
Well, let's see now. Have I been doing okay?
That's the question.
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
I have been doing okay. Again, as I opened up the show with my comment, is that sometimes you don't know which way to go because this country is going down a bumpy road to hell.
You think?
Yeah. And then you've got the other side of this. You've got cheaters and in-betweeners in sports, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's the way life is right now, and all we can do is hope that we don't have to be asked to wear our masks during the Dodger game.
That's starting this weekend.
That Friday, Thursday, which is soon.
Certain cities are now saying wear the mask into inside places and now with large gatherings, and that's in Los Angeles. And so if you watch a Dodger game, if the people are not eating, which if I plan to go to a Dodger game, I'm going to eat
all the time.
You know, we had a story this week. This is Elvis week because he passed away on August 16th. And so all week long, Graceland and everything has Elvis week, the king of rock and roll. And you're such a great, look at you. You still got your playing weight. People write all the time. I look, say, Fred Dreyer's looking great. Elvis was one of the amazing guys that I look up to in my life. Because he liked to eat a lot. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this or not, but how many calories do you think Elvis consumed in a day?
How many do you think he consumed before he dropped dead?
No, no, just on a regular basis. He was on a caloric, what kind of diet?
He was on the high caloric diet.
Yeah, he was on such a high diet, and I'm not kidding here, they put him into a coma to induce sleep so that he wouldn't eat. So how much do you think a day in calories would he put away?
In calories. Probably 18,000 to 20,000.
18,000 to 20,000.
Yeah.
Low.
It's low?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
100,000 calories a day. He would take things like, you like salmon?
Was he eating the
had
dog? What was he doing?
He had salmon, but he liked to make the salmon in a special way. He would put sugar on the salmon, baste it all in sugar, and then crisp it up, and then serve it. And he liked it so much, that's what one of the items he had on his wedding menu. He would take a long, huge piece of bread, and he would hollow it out.
That's right,
Have it hollowed out.
That's right, Mama.
And he would put in a full jar of jelly and a full jar of peanut butter, and he would eat that.
Nobody I know of in my life, 75 years, nowhere and no how have I ever heard of anything like
that. It's true.
Who taught him to do that? The people in Mississippi.
Mama.
Tupelo. Hey, mama.
He would fry things up if it wasn't too good in lard. I mean, that's how you get up to the 100,000 calories.
Now, here's my question. Here's my question.
Please,
I want to know this.
Yeah.
You just laid out a nice visual for everybody
Elvis
about the king.
Yeah.
I call him the king. He's still
Thank
the king.
You very much.
He's still the king.
Thank you, baby.
And I want to know, did he cook in that white outfit with the high collar?
Probably.
Is that what he cooked in?
He had a chef. The chef would be there. And on his when he passed away, prior,
yes.
This is not funny, but when he passed away, he had ordered a cheeseburger that he never touched, and then he passed away.
Oh.
So the cheeseburger, I don't know if it's still around.
Is
it might be on display at Graceland.
Can we get a hold of that?
You started to go into cheeseburgers for a while. They don't talk about what's on his cheeseburger.
I don't want to eat it. I want to covet it.
Okay.
I want to place it around. I want to go places and then pull it out and put it on the table, and I want to show people it.
Our executive producer, Courtney, if you're listening, please get us the story on Elvis so I can delight.
Get us the hamburger. Forget the story. We want the hamburger.
Is just absolutely amazing. So
yeah.
A tip of that cap and the palate to Elvis Week. And he's like salmon like you, but he liked it sugarcoated.
He was a big Ram fan, you know.
He was, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's a big football fan, actually.
Did you meet him? Did he come in the locker room?
Met the Big E.
I'm telling you, I would love to see that. I had a chance to go see him in Las Vegas, but I worked for Cox Radio at KFI, and they said, well, you can't do that because that'd be payola. We can't let you go up there. And I miss seeing Elvis.
Oh, that's the chicken way
I went to see Hank Williams Jr. Nobody stopped me from that one, but Elvis, they stopped. Probably the general manager was sitting in the seats that they were going to give me.
But the Elvis topic, I mean, you know, I've read many, many books about the Big E.
Yeah, and there's a lot of
There's some real exciting, wonderful, hilarious stuff in the path of his life.
He used to take that gun, and if he didn't like the TV show, he blew the screen.
He'd blow the TV up.
Could you imagine if he's watching news and Joe Biden came on now? I hate to think what would go on. All right, let's go to our little chat room that we've got here because we do have some good people here that want to talk to you a little bit. So if we can, let's see who we got here today and get you to make some comments. First and foremost, Kathy says, good afternoon from Lawndale.
Good afternoon, Kathy. How's Lawndale doing? I drove by the school the other day, Lawndale High School, right there off of Inglewood Avenue and Rosecrans, and it still looks in tip-top shape. I suppose school is starting up again.
Nikki says hi from Nebraska.
Hello from Nebraska.
Bernard said good afternoon from Ottawa. He wants to know, when I introduce you, Bernard would like me to also add that Fred was the starting right defensive end of the 1975 Rams defense that allowed the fewest all-purpose yards by a team in a game, -7 yards, the fewest. I never knew this, Fred. You
sure.
Didn't...
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
No.
The fewest in NFL history against Seattle on November 4th. In 1979, a record that will probably never be broken. Tell me about that.
I don't think you're breaking that record.
I don't think you are.
Jim Zorn was the quarterback for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And this record means something because Jim was a terrific athlete.
Right.
Left-handed, very fast.
Yes.
Very fast and liked to roll out to his left so he could throw left-handed down the field.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be right my way. So I had a busy day.
You were knocking them down?
Well, you know, we must have done something right. -7 yards.
Jim Zorn, one of the all-time great quarterbacks. You guys nailed him, huh?
Well, he tried to get the ball down the middle of the field, and he couldn't roll out because we closed that off. So he was doing a pretty good job with a limited amount of time.
79, this year you went to the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the Rams defense, you allowed the fewest all-purpose yards by a team in a game, -7 yards. That's the fewest in NFL history, and against Seattle on November 4th, 1979. That record will not be broken. That and your two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That's a couple of – thank you, Bernard, for that. That's great.
Yeah, those are some good numbers.
That's good facts, Bernard. I love it when our fans and listeners go and get the information to us. A tip of the hat to you, Bernard. James says good afternoon from Phoenix, listening to you. Bruce is listening to us from New Mexico in Belen.
Bruce,
Belen, B-E-L-E-N.
Great to see you. Great to have you on the show.
Also, James is saying, have you been to the new – by the way, have not been. He wants to know if we've been to the new SoFi Stadium yet. But we've been told that maybe there's going to be a special tour that you and I can go on.
A special tour with just you and I.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I have to blindfold you, and I'll lead you through some secret passages.
Thank you.
Just like a kid. That'd be great.
And then you'll say, where are we?
You'll say, where are we, Uncle Fred? And I'll say, just take it easy. We're almost there. Just relax.
Yeah. That's me trusting you once again. As I end up in the wall in the men's room or something.
Yeah, and then I'll say, easy, easy. And you'll say, is it okay? Is everything okay? It's all right. Just tippy-toe. Look out!
So, yeah, we're going to take that, and we'll definitely take a video camera and post up. We got stuff coming up. Fred's got his Instagram account opening up. We've got follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll get to your emails a little bit later on. FredDreyer@CRN, Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. Yes. Straight ahead, more football news and a whole lot more. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for being with us.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting icon, and one of the all-time greats. And glad to be doing the show with us. We had a good week. We were at Golden Road Brewery, and they had a little event.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, you spoke at the event, and everybody had questions for you about your career, basically football, and that was kind of fun. They serve a lot of, they're going to have a special Rams beer, am I right?
Yeah, Rams beer, and it's going to be a great season because there's going to be live people, no cutouts. There's not going to be any cutouts.
No cardboard cutouts.
No cardboard cutouts.
They might be wearing masks.
Well, that's all right. They'll be wearing masks, but they'll be there. They'll be in force, and there'll be a lot of bars like the Golden Road that's going to be ready to go. It's kicking off a lot of steam for the new season, and let's all get behind the season this year and have a beer. And if you're ever in town, have a Golden Road Ram beer.
It's good. Now, we had some other comments. Ray says, hi from Connecticut. Nikki says, Elvis and all those calories, no matter what. She said he was all shook up. And that's kind of...
That's right, baby.
I think that's true. That's pretty good Elvis that you're doing there,
that's
too.
Right. That's right, Mama.
So, and Kathy says, so you mentioned, she mentioned she's saying hi from Lawndale. You mentioned, Fred,
yes,
Lawndale
baby.
High School where you went. And
right,
she
baby.
Says, I don't know if you know this or not, Fred, but it's been a few years since you've been there. So Kathy says there's many new buildings there.
There are.
Instead of the caves where you used to go into back in the day.
Oh, yes.
They have they started, right. They're going back to school. They started on Monday. And El Camino College is starting on the 30th of August.
Oh.
And El Camino College, she wants you to come out there sometime soon. That'd be good. So,
we can hang out in the parking lot. I have a Frisbee. I have a small midget football. And I've got a bat and ball and a large Frisbee, an adult-sized Frisbee, that I always carry in the trunk of my car for moments such as this.
Now, also, Nikki said she watched your most recent movie that you had out, and that's a pretty good one that you had there. And she went to see the Bumblebee movie and saw you in your role as Sheriff Locke.
Yes, I was the sheriff.
You were the sheriff as Sheriff Locke.
I was Sheriff Locke.
That's a good one.
And,
now, and that was a good new role you got for. Also, you know, when you go to the stadiums like SoFi Stadium, which we haven't taken the tour of, you're going to have to wear a mask in Los Angeles, but you can take it off when you eat. So I have here our crack staff, our executive producer, Courtney Cadera, 100,000 calories a day for the king of rock and roll, Elvis. Now, here's some of his favorite foods.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How did he get such an appetite?
Don't know, but here's some of his favorite foods. You know he liked the peanut butter and banana sandwich?
He did. That was a favorite.
That's a classic.
It was a staple, actually.
He liked it, and he just wouldn't stop with peanut butter and banana. Sometimes he would throw in a couple of slices of bacon.
Oh, yes.
And then the entire thing would be fried in a pan coated with either butter or bacon fat.
Oh, I prefer the bacon fat. I prefer the bacon fat.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's the Fool's Gold Loaf. This is the one I told you about. This was Fool's Gold Loaf from the now-closed Colorado Mine Company in Denver.
Yeah.
And they went out of business when Elvis passed away.
Yes, they did.
It was a sourdough loaf stuffed with the entire jar of jelly, an entire jar of peanut butter, and a whopping pound of bacon. He didn't just put a few...
This so far, this is my favorite, but go ahead.
He flew his jet there from Graceland to Tennessee, and they couldn't get it off the ground.
Was he driving? Was he flying?
No, he was riding.
He was riding.
If you went to a party with Elvis, he loved his meatballs. He had to have those, and he would love his meatballs wrapped in, you guessed.
Oh, fat.
Big.
Didn't he deep fry? I think he deep fried the fat balls.
His longtime chef, Mary Jenkins Langstrom, she said he loved rich and decadent foods.
She's going to be brought up on charges, I assume.
She said he loved to wrap his meat in more meat, and he liked his bacon very crisp.
That's why, Mama.
And then He also had fried breakfast. Here's the thing. There's a book out, biography by James Gregory. It's the Elvis Presley story. And they said if you, in fact, if you, they put a whole chapter on this. If you wanted to date Elvis, it was a note to your
future wife. But go ahead.
He had breakfast complete with sausage, bacon, eggs, fried potatoes, home-baked rolls, and coffee, and a tremendous appetite at breakfast. And he had hot dogs with sauerkraut. He liked that. He was in the hospital once on a strict diet at the hospital. He called his private chef, Mary Jenkins Langstrom.
Yep, she was there.
She said,
she was right at his side.
Bring him a couple of hot dogs with sauerkraut. And she said Elvis instructed her to disguise the food as clothing.
Oh, yeah.
How many hot dogs describe it as clothing?
He put little overalls on the hot dogs, did he?
Yeah. What do you suppose was his favorite kind of soft drink?
Well, it's Fanta. Has to be orange Fanta.
You were close. Nesbitt Orange. Pepsi was his favorite, followed by Nesbitt Orange and Shasta Black Cherry. And he said he would tried to slim down by eating nothing but bananas and Shasta Black Cherry for weeks.
Yeah, I think that turned the corner for him.
One of his favorites, a burnt bacon sandwich he would have on there. He liked the bacon crumbled on top, and he liked a lot of mayonnaise, canned black olives, chopped pecans, and it went between two pieces of, you guessed it, white bread, the crust removed.
Wow.
Save a little bit there.
Yeah, very
he liked barbecue bologna. He liked to baste half a pack of bologna with vinegar, lemon juice, red pepper, and salt. Yeah. And it cooked in the oven for about an hour. And then he'd cover the entire slab with barbecue sauce and cook it another half hour.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. If you're going to do it, that's how you have to do it.
Cheeseburgers, as I mentioned, when he passed away, his chef made a cheeseburger. That was the request probably for the last meal. And when he passed away, this is a true story, according to the chef.
Have it delivered in the bathroom.
It was kind of Mary Jenkins Langston said Elvis's apparition appeared to her at her home in a vision after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She said apparently the ghost wanted to stay in her house. She gave the ghost permission, but then the ghost left.
Yeah.
Coconut cake. His mom made a great coconut cake, so he liked it every night. Packed with sugar, milk, and eggs.
Coconut cake, yes. Yes. Oh, Elvis.
And Elvis loved himself some coconut. And then he would have Just Pretend Harvard, Texas caviar. Now, here's what his caviar was.
Oh.
It was actually a Southern fancy dish.
Yes.
It was a fish egg dish normally, but he substituted the fish eggs for black-eyed peas.
Oh, mama baby.
And then they were the fish eggs. And then he would combine that with chopped green bell peppers, onion, tomatoes, avocado, and a couple of cans of tomato soup with a cup of added sugar.
And we're at what, 5,000 calories?
We're getting our way to 100,000
We're at 5,000 already?
Fried pickles. he steered clear of many veggies, but his favorite was the fried pickles, and the crisper they were, the better.
Well, he was a vegetarian at times.
Loved dill pickles.
Yeah.
Sugar glazed salmon, I told you about that. He would eat it, and the salmon was a favorite. He would prepare it with a brown sugar glaze.
Of course.
Candy-like coating, and he loved it. He put that, as I mentioned, put it together for his menu on his wedding. Meatloaf was another good one.
What a surprise for his beautiful bride. Honey, what is it, baby?
The dish.
Why is that ham at the foot of the bed? What purpose is that? I'll rub my feet on it, baby.
This is delicious, Mom. Meatloaf, he would have for Sunday dinners. It was a dish with the basics, ground beef, garlic, onion, celery, and tomato juice.
Oh, yes.
And it also had three slices of bread, bread was white and crustless. So
crustless. That's an innovation.
Yeah.
That was done, no doubt, to cut down calories.
And there you have it. That's a lot of the stuff that Elvis did.
Well, who put that together?
Courtney found that on for Elvis Week. That's his diet. For those of you trying to gain some weight, you want to get a little beefed
very
up?
Good.
There
very
you have
good.
It. We'll post that up at our Lounge on Demand website for you.
And just let you know.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly sign off on it.
Here
at the French Iron Lounge.
Fred recommends it at the Sports Lounge.
This is the lounge get up and listen to some sports
next
meal.
Week, let's we have some hot dogs next week and disguise it as clothing.
Do you think we should?
Bring it in. It'll be good stuff over there. All right, let's see what you think about all that.
Yes, of course.
So a lot of people saying
if you haven't turned the radio off yet,
She said, no wonder he was all shook up, according
to him. Mama.
And some people saying their arteries are clogging just listening to Elvis's diet. And that was it. And Bumblebee seems to be a big movie. Now, you had another film that they're talking about here. Where do we have that? I got that here for you. We might want to put this up on Death Before Dishonor. Is that the one that everybody's talking about here? Let's take a peek here. They said, Gay said she saw your movie Death Before Dishonor on Sunday, and she said it's a very good film. Uh-huh. Apparently it was running recently. Tell us about that film.
I wonder where it was running, what platform. That's what we have to talk about. Yeah. It's not what channel was it on, 2, 4, 11. No, none of that. We have to find out what platform it's on.
Yeah, that would be good.
So that would be a good idea. Maybe it might be on Netflix.
It could be.
You know, I'm really surprised that that movie, the distributors, the owners of the film, I'm very surprised that they haven't released that at the height of all of this last 20 years of being attacked. By these Taliban bastards, and they should absolutely have really brought that movie back out again. It would have been a huge hit.
Apparently, it was planned last Sunday, so we'll find out where and get more information, Gay, and tell us about that here in our chat room. Chat with us on Facebook Live whenever we do the show. That's up and running. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Go to Fred with his doctor and get on the Elvis diet if you want to beef up a little bit for the show.
That's
good coming up. The holiday season is here. We got some of Elvis's can't wait for his Christmas cookbook.
That's right, baby.
We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Mama, baby.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the bubbies, nanas, and papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hi, this is Marcia Hawkins of Elevating with Marcia. Join me this week. We're going to talk sports, of course, my favorite subject. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world, and there's a lot to talk about that. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit insurance. Open enrollment has ended, and I want to talk about what you can do to prepare for open enrollment and the insurance season for 2022. Elevating with Marcia on Sirius XM 203, 217, and on the app 967 Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, we should have put Elvis up against Joey Chestnut, the guy that always wins the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
He would have eaten Joey Chestnut.
My joke, exactly. He you and I are thinking of like, devour Joey Chestnut.
He would have eaten him.
Joey goes, where's my arm? Elvis goes, mighty tasty.
Yeah, and then the great Kobayashi would rush in to save him. He'd be pulling him out of Elvis's mouth.
Amazing. Good stuff. All right, we got a few sports items here to talk about. First off, football season getting ready to go here in September, and Brett Favre is urging no tackle football for kids under 14. What do you think about that? He says
there's some merit there.
I think that's right. He says the kids should not be allowed to play tackle football until they're 14. Apparently, research has been out. New data looking at teenagers shows 25% of high school players had CTE, the concussion thing that Concussion Legacy Foundation
CTE.
Said that kids that didn't even play professionally have concussions.
It's traumatic encephalopathy.
Yep. You agree with that. I agree with you, too.
I do agree with it. And one of the reasons is not only it stands on its own merit, but there isn't a competent, qualified adult or group of adults that know how to teach young people how to play the sport.
You got it.
And this is a contact sport. They don't have the muscle mass to hold pads in the right position. The helmet, you can spin the helmet around. And when you hit the ground, your head rattles. Forget about anything else. But this is something that I think should be taken seriously.
I agree. We've got vaccine mandates. The NFL has an unofficial mandate. They're offering incentives for everybody on teams to be vaccinated. And they have a scenario where a team could forfeit a game because they has unvaccinated players. Now, the Atlanta Falcons have become the first NFL team to have every player vaccinated. And here's the Saints, New Orleans. They're requiring everyone entering the Superdome to show either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. And if you don't, even if you're a season ticket holder, they won't give you your money back on tickets. Now, that, I think, is wrong.
Well, that's government intimidation.
That's right.
You're watching.
Keep your money.
You're watching the same business model in government that you've seen Joe Biden and everybody else perpetuate, and these rotten Republicans. You're watching all of that being played out at a different type of a level by pro football.
And that's exactly right. Tim Tebow, I was sorry to see, got released. He had been given a chance to try out with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he was going to be playing tight end instead of quarterback, and that didn't work out. They say if you're handicapping here for the rest of the preseason, Mike McCarthy, the Dallas Cowboys coach, says it's a good chance that Dak Prescott's not going to play in preseason.
Well, they gave him $40 million, and he's tired.
That's it. Aaron Rodgers with the Green Bay says it was 50-50. He was going to really retire.
Oh, gee. You know,
Are we tired of this story?
So, okay. Now he comes out with it.
Yeah.
So now, instead of talking, he should have opened up his speech the first day he showed up for camp. And he came out and he was there in front of the press.
Yep.
He was accountable, the whole thing. He should have said, I'm here because the other 50% of me would have missed it too much. I love this sport in this town, and I was 50-50 on retiring, but I chose against it, and here I am.
Well, he's back now, and I think that's good for football, and I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, he should have. He handled it terribly.
Meanwhile, handled terribly quarterback for Houston, Deshaun Watson.
This guy.
The FBI is investigating him. He's the guy that went to the massage parlors, was asking for favors and that kind of thing. The guy who represents the women that's suing Deshaun Watson spoke with the plaintiffs. The people that are handling Deshaun Watson's there, the lawyers, say that Watson will continue to cooperate with all parties involved in the investigation.
Of course he will.
It'll be just there for you.
Yeah.
Now, we got some pictures here for you. I think this one here, since we've been talking about this, if you can, this is you, Fred Dreyer, and this is from what film is this now? This was sent
this
in.
Was, this was in Thailand.
In
this was
by Pamela. Pamela sent into this.
This was Thailand.
Photos of the 1994 TV movie Day of Reckoning.
Yep.
That you not only starred in, but apparently Pamela says you produced it. Is that correct?
Well, our company, we produced it when I was at Paramount Studios, and we did it for NBC.
Right.
So this was kind of like a different character, but it could have been a hunter, you know, it could have been a hunter story.
Kind of a hunter-esque kind of thing, yeah. Yeah. It co-starred, is it Patrick Bouchau?
Bouchau,
okay. And Pamela saw it. She says it's a good movie, beautiful scenery.
It is a good movie, yeah.
And she said it, she thinks it was filmed in Bangkok, Thailand, and you're absolutely right, Pamela.
It was Bangkok, and we went, we were in Malaysia for 15 seconds, and then we were in these tuk-tuks, these boats. And we used the Chao Phraya River, which was right near our hotel. We used that as the highway to get us up north into the country. And it was a great idea we had. We used the river as a transportation avenue, and it was such a great idea that the future companies were doing the same thing.
Hey, here's a picture of you in Day of Reckoning. I guess one of the pictures the studio put out of you looking pretty good there in Day of Reckoning. And we'll post these all up at our Lounge On Demand website so all of you can get to see these pictures. They're pretty good here that Pam has researched for us. And also, here's another one there. What is this also in Bangkok?
This is Bangkok,
Thailand. It's good stuff, huh?
Bangkok, yeah.
That's good. You do... And I'm sorry I missed this movie is going to be out, that some of the films that are running of yours that we haven't able to see. Now, here's another picture that was sent in to us from Nikki. He says, hello, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well. I enjoy catching your weekly sports show. And she watches us on Facebook. It's also on Sports Byline and CRNTalk.com and also on SiriusXM. She says, thank you so much for signing a Hunter photo she sent to you. I recently got some Hunter diecast cars, and the signed photo goes perfectly with them. So there's the photo of you holding the old gun. As Rick Hunter.
That's
and
it.
There's a car there. Is that your car there?
That was the replica of the 77 satellite that we used in the show. It's a very well made replica.
Oh yeah.
And it's not the real size, Mike. That's a smaller version of the real car.
The little one is like a Hot Wheels, and then there's a bigger one there. Yeah, that's
the green one.
The green one. They're both, one's black is the little Hot Wheels, and then you got the green one. I'd like to have one of those. And
they are good.
Put it on my shelf next to my 560 tractor that I have that my Uncle George sent to me from his
farm.
It's
very important.
It would be nice to have these cars
that's
here.
It's very important for you, isn't it?
It's very important.
Well, I wish you all the best, Mike. And
thank you. Are we leaving?
And I don't know. Somebody was saying, get off the air. Get
Bob.
Off the air.
Bob. Don't listen to that when they're sitting in your headphones. Bob wants to know, he says, what are your thoughts on college athletes getting paid? Advertising, name rights.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, look, I think what they should just simply do when the kids are recruited and they show up, the idea is to get them some money so they don't have to take money from alumni during the season or their time at school, right? That's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. So all you need to do is say, we're going to give every person on scholarship pick a number. I say $2,500 a month.
Yes.
$2,500 a month.
Right.
For everybody on football scholarship or whatever we're talking about. We're talking about football. And let them spend it and do with it as they will. And don't sit here and try to cut deals. Don't get an agent. The objectivity here is not for the school to put you into business. It's to allow you to fulfill your scholarship. It's there to allow you to fill a scholarship, do your duty as a football player, get in school, get drafted, and get the hell out on your own.
Exactly. That's the way to go. By the way, we have an update for you. Death Before Dishonor, according to, I believe Nikki said, it was on Tubi. That's where she saw
Tubi.
It. Tubi was where it was.
Very good.
And that's a great little app that you can check out if you've got a Roku deal or whatever. It's there. And Beverly saw the movie, your Transformer movie, in the movie theater. She was watching that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, Bumblebee, that film over there.
Yeah,
so,
Bumblebee. How about that Bumblebee? That car turned into a huge robot.
And
it was a friendly robot. It wasn't a naughty robot, Mike. It was a friendly
robot. But you, as the officer, you kind of had
Bumblebee,
a look on your face.
Bumblebee, Bumblebee, put me down, Bumblebee.
You had a mustache in that film. I think you
were. Yes, I did. Yes,
thank you for joining.
But it was wonderful because the girl was, the Bumblebee robot fell in love with her. And was loyal. Yes, he did. And he was, and that was the whole premise. She was helping this robot away from the bad robots. And as the movie was going on, he was constantly under attack. And I'll tell you something. Bumblebee took an ass whipping from these other robots. He just got the hell.
They got married, the girl and Bumblebee, and they had, I believe, at their wedding, they had sugar encrusted salmon.
They had marbles. Survive. They had marbles. They gave birth to a bag of marbles.
So Bob says, really enjoy the show. You two are a good team. Thank you, Bob.
You got to get off the air. Who said that?
Stacy is saying, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure watching you, talking about you, Fred Dreyer,
me?
And your career over the years. Recently, my mom and I have been watching the reruns of Hunter. Seeing you then and now, even after all these years, you still have a strong presence and a classic magnitude that transcends time.
I'm glowing. I'm radiating as we speak.
She says you are like vintage wine.
Ah.
You get better with age. I think he's kind of corked.
It's port.
A port, okay.
It's port.
Port, gotcha.
It's Sandeman's port. That's what that is.
Thank you for being a truly great man's man.
Well, you're welcome. I feel like I'm manly. Mike, what do you think of me?
I think you are.
Do you think I'm carrying my weight as a man?
They certainly raise their beer cans for you.
I mean, I know I'm not eating 1,000 calories worth of grease, but...
No. But you could wash it down. Elvis didn't seem to have any kind of a drinking problem except for soda pop.
Well, you know.
No alcohol.
So there was no alcohol in his system. I wonder what killed him.
Well.
And was he in the bathroom, I believe?
Just don't go there.
Wait a minute.
He died in the bathroom.
He died in the bathroom.
Eating that stuff. Can you imagine?
And his girlfriend was on the way up the stairs and said, Big E. Big E, where are you? And you heard, and boy, she went into the bathroom, and the Big E was blowing it out.
How do you, in the bathroom, after eating a full French loaf that was hollowed out, and a pound of bacon, and a full jar of jelly, and a full jar of peanut butter?
I cringe.
That's going to take some time.
I cringe. Whoa. When I think he only had two hands.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break.
Biggie,
that's
only,
enough.
He only had two hands.
Take a break. We'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be right back.
Mama, baby,
get yourself
mama.
Some fried pickles mama, and join us.
Mama.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help.
They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are back here at the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Hey, here's a guy. I like this Mets owner, Steve Cohen, because the Mets recently were in the hunt, and all of a sudden they lost games to the Dodgers, they lost games to the Giants, and so, hey, he just went on Twitter. He didn't talk to a reporter. He just went and started trashing the teams, and he says, so we're only scoring 3.78 runs per game this year. And so he comes out there and he says the best teams have a more disciplined approach because these guys are swinging. They got Javier Baez, and Baez is good, but he's not disciplined. He's going to swing at everything. And they're striking out a lot. And they fired their hitting coach, Chili Davis. How good was Chili Davis?
Chili was a pretty good hitter, wasn't he?
He was pretty good with the Giants. He's gone.
He's gone.
Gone.
How about that? That lazy ass team got that guy fired.
Yeah, it's like he should get some runs.
Oh, God.
Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler in the news. He was dropped by Uber Eats. Can you imagine if there was ever a need for Uber Eats? It's Elvis.
It's Elvis. I was going to suggest Elvis would have gotten dropped, wouldn't he?
Could you imagine Elvis would have Uber Eats? He'd have all the delivery services coming by and dropping food off for him.
Oh, man.
But Jay was going to do a commercial for him, and he wouldn't. He made a stance on a mask saying that he didn't think he should have to wear them all the time, and he lost his commercial with Uber Eats.
Well, that's unfair.
That's it.
Is there anything we can do here, Mike, on the show?
Know. All I know is Elvis went to the Field of Dreams game one time.
Oh.
He went into the cornfield and he never came back out.
Well, he came back.
The whole field was done.
He came back.
Some corn.
He was just too much.
That's our show. We're here every week at this time talking sports and Elvis's diet.
And many other things.
So join us there. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yeah.
Fred, D-R-Y-E-R,
yes.
At CRN Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Listen to Sports Byline. Listen to CRN Digital Talk. Listen to SiriusXM. Fred Dreyer, final thoughts.
Next week we're going to discuss what happened to Elvis's bedroom and the bathroom. It's a very key thing you need to know.
Big topic next week on the show.
Big topic. Big E's toilet. Oh, mama, baby. Don't flush that baby.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Mama.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.